Live from NPR News, I'm Korva Coleman. This evening, the House is scheduled to transmit to the Senate an article of impeachment against former President Donald Trump. The trial won't start until February 9th. Trump is accused of inciting the deadly riot at the U.S. Capitol January 6th. Maine Independent Senator Angus King says he wants to examine key evidence.
There are two pieces of evidence that I think need to be developed at the trial. One is, what did the president know that morning when he addressed that crowd? What did he have for intelligence in terms of the nature of the crowd, what their plans were, whether they were talking about violence and storming the Capitol? If he knew that, it seems to me that raises a really bad inference for his role. The second is, what did he do that afternoon to quell it?
He spoke to NPR's Morning Edition. President Biden is expected to sign an executive action intended to boost the federal government's efforts to buy American products. Administration officials say it will close loopholes in U.S. policies that urge the government to buy U.S.-made products. About 1 million shots per day of COVID-19 vaccinations are being given in the U.S., but as these ramp up, NPR's Allison Aubrey reports, people are concerned about canceled appointments and delays that could interfere with the timing of their second doses.
Healthcare providers aim to adhere to the recommended intervals for the second dose, 3 weeks for the Pfizer vaccine and 4 weeks for the Moderna vaccine. However, if this is not feasible, the CDC says the second dose can be delayed and given up to 42 days after the first. Gabe Kellen at Johns Hopkins University says the 3 and 4 week intervals are based on preliminary data.
That doesn't mean that giving the booster at 6 weeks isn't just as effective for longer term immunity.
Kellen says no one knows exactly how long this can extend out, but it makes good sense there's some wiggle room to delay the second shot. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.
It's a mixed start to the week on Wall Street. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell more than 120 points in early trading, while the NASDAQ was up.
Asian stocks were mostly up overnight after a UN report showed China had overtaken the U.S. as the biggest magnet for foreign investment last year. Foreign investment in China rose in 2020 thanks to the country's rapid rebound from the coronavirus recession. Foreign investment in the U.S. slumped by nearly half. Pharmaceutical giant Merck says it's halting work on two potential COVID-19 vaccines after disappointing results in early trials. The company will focus on COVID treatments instead. The Senate is expected to hold a confirmation vote as early as this evening for Treasury Secretary nominee Janet Yellen. She won unanimous backing from the Senate Finance Committee last week. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow is now down 134 points. This is NPR News. A top French scientific advisor says France probably needs to move into a third lockdown as early as February. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports that's in the middle of a 2-week school vacation.
The French will not be happy if their winter vacation is canceled. Many families go skiing during the school holiday in February. But alpine ski lifts have been closed since December because of the pandemic. The French government is hoping its 6 p.m. overnight curfew, the earliest in Europe, will produce results. The health minister says it will reassess statistics at the end of the week before making a decision. Since the curfew was enacted 2 weeks ago, daily infections have risen from 18,000 to 20,000. Jean-François Delfrécy, who heads the scientific council that advises the government, said the arrival of the more contagious UK, South African, Brazilian, and now Californian variants have completely changed the pandemic situation in the past 3 weeks. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Marseille.
The voting machine equipment maker Dominion Voting Systems is suing former President Donald Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, for defamation. The company is seeking $1.3 billion in damages. Dominion officials allege Giuliani has repeatedly spread false and disprovable conspiracy theories about the company's equipment. A former spokeswoman for former President Donald Trump is running for governor of Arkansas. Sarah Sanders is seeking the GOP nomination for governor in Arkansas. She'll campaign against Arkansas Lieutenant Governor Tim Griffin and Arkansas Attorney General Leslie Rutledge. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.